5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Where are we at?
Put moron number two on the phone.
We're just down the bottom of the barrel.
No,
what the hell is wrong with you two?
Triple M. I feel good.
Oh, nice to have your company on a Tuesday, big show. Yeah. I love this show. I like the look of it just on the bit of paper here, Fat.
So do I.
Firstly, I see that Bill's been in the kitchen.
Yeah, baking and a big one, Jim.
And, well, we know where this has come from because of the story that came out earlier in the week about the Hawks and the salary cap issues, 89.
Cheating.
So we know where Bill's bake is headed.
Yes.
And then Michael Gibbons. He could be our favourite.
Yes.
We found him.
Yeah, we
no
did.
One else, buddy, knew he was even around.
Well, no one could see.
No. He's a beauty, little Gibbo, so we're looking forward to chatting to him from the Blues.
Yep.
And then I said to Bill, do something for this show. Something.
And I'll put in a bit of work.
What you have.
Happy.
You've come up with a phone topic for a bit later on with the greatest prizes on radio. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you, and especially this man here, old Rabsy.
Mike, oh, I live here, and you try to lock me out of Wally Wodonga and Albury? How am I supposed to get a settlement?
Aubrey. Jimmy, the Cats were okay last night.
Yes.
Pretty good win.
They handled the conditions very well.
It was a slog, Jim. It was a slog.
But the big boys stood up when they were required.
I'll tell you, it was good. Tomahawk, he's a good player in the
very
wet.
Very good.
So put some third on the ladder. So an important win, that
very
one.
Very important win.
A couple of things, Jim. 8-10 is too late on a Monday night.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Too late. And also, I said this last week that I thought we didn't have a good run by the umpires, and you said, oh, because you lost your sulking.
Yeah, you were.
Well, this week I'm going to say we had a good run with the umpires.
I thought we did.
Though.
No, but the right team won. They played better football. Freo farted around with the ball a bit too much for me. In the wet, Bill, you just got to get it in sometimes. Take the territory. Exactly.
And didn't they push some numbers back?
Well, they had to, didn't they? Otherwise, they were about to get blown away.
And also, wasn't it good to see the first gamer, Brad Close, do this?
Brad Close then steps across the numbers, kick is on the way, and it's a beauty. And they come to him from all directions. What a start.
First goal in AFL footy for the youngster.
No, don't you love that too, being called by the great man?
I know. After about 30 seconds, I think it was the sixth or seventh fastest first goal ever.
Right.
So there must be some quick ones.
Well, I think they said on the coverage that Super Pav kicked one about 10 seconds in.
Yeah.
A little bit oily, a little bit nasally.
Speaking of first gamers, Jim, I went back and I've with some help from Dylan Brown sent this through.
Mm-hmm.
Your first game of Sheffield Shield cricket.
Yes.
1987-88.
Yes.
Western Australia versus Queensland at the WACA, the WACA ground.
Yes.
It was the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th of January, Jim. Mm-hmm. A four-day game.
Thank you, Bill.
You took on Queensland. Queensland won the toss and batted.
Yes.
Ian Botham.
Both of them.
Yep. But your bowlers were Capes, McClay, Alderman and Matthews.
Big scrotchy Matthews.
So they were all out for 303 in the first dig.
We were going through the whole game.
West Indies. Western Australia's first innings. Jay Brayshaw, J.A.
Yes.
Brayshaw batted at 3. A nice 36 first up.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
Against Dirk Tasler.
Dirk.
Botham.
Yes.
Rackham and Maguire, Henschel and Trevor Hones.
Cracker Hones.
So then Queensland went back in. They made 238. Brayshaw took a catch.
Yes, nice catch.
Where it slipped?
Can't remember. Yes.
So I think you needed about 190-odd.
Oh, you needed, but
to win.
Badly cracked pitch.
A badly cracked pitch. Anyway, Brayshaw batting at 3 again, not out 60.
Oh, Bill.
So, Jim, if you just stopped after that first one and only.
I probably should have.
Yeah, averaged 96.
I probably should have, Bill.
You averaged 96.
In hindsight, that would have been a good career move.
A 36 and a 60 red ink. That's a bloody good effort. Anyway, got him through because, they'll drop him. Hughes got a pair.
That's it.
He got a duck. Then Zoa.
Timmy Zoa.
He got a duck. Matthews got 9. And Ken McClay and you had to hit the winning run.
Just make sure we got through.
So well done. 1 by 3 wickets. Man, did you win the man of the match?
I don't think they even had them back in those days. But anyway,
the
Bill,
the goblets.
I think the accurate words you said there were that might have been a good time to snatch it.
Oh no, nice.
Just wander off into the ether.
That was your average. Not bad.
Not bad.
We want to keep going? We've got a lot in the show. That's
we
all.
Have got a big no, show. What
well,
else have you got?
Just the coaches' votes, Jim.
Yes.
Just the 10s. Jack McRae way back on Thursday, 10. Toby Green, of course, with his 5. He got
amazing,
10.
Yep.
What about the North Melbourne Carlton game we did?
Yes.
5 votes Mark Murphy, 5 votes Lockie Plowman, 4 votes Kennedy, Polak, Walsh, Pitt and now, Kerno, Wiedering, Luke McDonald. It was a hard game to give
hard
votes
game
to.
Hard to give votes, yes.
Tender Dane Rampey.
Yep.
He's a very good player, but he's got a broken hand, I think.
Very good player.
And then 9 votes Tim Kelly, 10 to Lockie Neal.
Who's winning the Brownlow? Has to be.
Well,
Lockie Neal.
To be. And Cam Guthrie got the votes last night. Zach Tui was good also. But
it was.
I had a look at the Triple M MVP. This is the big one, Jim. After 8 rounds, 14 votes Lockie Neal. 9 votes Max Gawn, 9 votes Ting English, and 9 votes Travis Boak.
Ting English.
Tin man. So Lockie Neal's winning that by
right,
5 already.
He has to be in front.
But we've got a big show because we've got all this other stuff. Listen to it.
Next, we've got the bake. and Bill's not happy. And one of the rare times when I actually agree with him, he should be unhappy.
Let me at him.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling.
Come on.
Kids in cars, you've been warned.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time for the big bloke to explode.
Calm down, Pat.
This is Billy's Bake.
Now, Jim, there comes a time in every man's life when he's had enough, where he's reached the end of the rope. A time when he can take no more, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
Well, for Anthony William, that time is now! I'll tell you what I should have heard twice in my life, Jim.
Number 16, Billy Brownless.
And there I go, up on stage and get my medal.
Yes.
But I didn't hear that. No, no. And guess why, Jim?
Why?
Because Hawthorn and Carlton are cheating. That's why! Overpaid salary cap cheating. I always knew Carlton did it in 95, Jim.
Yes.
But now Hawthorn in 89, they cheated. I should have realised, Jimmy boy, it was right under my nose.
What was?
How could Piggy Dunstall afford the saloon bar? Answer me that. Brereton was driving around in a Ferrari, Jim. In a red Ferrari, I said.
I heard you.
Well, say something, you dead. The karma train will run those over, I'm telling you, Jim.
Well, it's been 30 years and it hasn't happened yet.
Seriously, Fiedek and Pritchard, Bucanara, Condon, Madigan, Mad Dog Madigan, Fiedek and Jim. How did they play in a premiership and I didn't?
Because they're bloody good players.
Oh,
that's
Fiedek
it.
Oh. And Ramsey, shut that up! I'll kill that. It's like I always say, Jim.
Oh, no.
Every dog has its day. Unless you played for Geelong in the 90s.
Oh, no.
Salary cap cheating has cost me 2 premierships, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And those greedy Hawthorn have already won 5. They can get You can get You can get Rebsy. The listeners can get Morrissey, DeWald, Ali DeWald, Jim.
He didn't play.
The fly Russell Morris, Jim.
He didn't play either.
Dipper. Dipper can't talk, Jim. Gary Ayres. Those big teeth. Come on, Ayres.
Oh, no.
Nara.
Oh, no.
And Greg Deer. Fanning and Greg Deer, Jim. Deer in the headlight. Wow, we.
Turn him.
Poor old Anthony William. Nothing.
Oh, my God.
He's off.
Oh no. Oh, my stomach hurts. Ali DeWall.
Oh, Michael Gibbons on the phone next. It's the rush hour.
Nothing.
Triple M. James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Cripps with him. Tarrant coughed it up. Walsh went without it. Well done, Goldstein, to support his defence. Gibbons, a little dribbler!
Oh,
well done! I tell you, we love this boy. Yes. He's at a mature age, Bill. He was over there in bloody Werribee playing football and playing Williamstown and playing beautiful football. No one bloody knew anything about him.
He was too small.
Tiny little bastard. Suddenly he arrives at Carlton as a 24-year-old and has been absolutely brilliant, Michael Gibbons. And he joins us now on the line from Perth. Gibbo.
Lads, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Mate, you're going beautifully. You must be pinching yourself, given that the journey to get to the top, and now you're just going superbly.
Yeah, exactly right. It's last year was a bit of a whirlwind, and then to then go into it this year, and obviously everything, everyone knows what's going on with COVID and whatnot, and to have the season on hold and then to come back into it, it's probably might have been a little bit of a blessing for us because we didn't start that well round one, and the boys have worked into the season pretty nicely now.
And you feel part of it now, Gibbo. And how many games does that take before you actually feel part of the team?
Oh, I'm not sure about a number of games, mate, but like I think more so once Teague sort of gave me a bit more leeway coming up the ground and got to play my natural position a little bit more, I think I just started to get more confidence each week. So I think that was probably the biggest stepping stone for me.
And, mate, what's the role? If you had to describe to someone exactly what your role is within the Carlton team, what is it?
Yeah, so I just sort of, like, I tell the boys that I start as a forward and then occasionally I'll roll up to a stoppage, have a bit of a hit around there, try and get the big Rick, the big Cripper out in the open, and then just get forward from there. So it's sort of like a little Kane Lambert role for the Tigers, and sort of suits my running ability. And as I said, mate, I like to get up the ground a bit around the ball. So if I can get outside that forward 50 every now and then, I'll take it.
Hey, sure. Gibbo, don't tell me Cripper was sooking up about getting some intense Jim, treatment from the Kangaroos.
Your mob are all over it.
A fair club and a fair side, Gibbo.
No, mate, look, Cripper's the only bloke that I've ever met actually doesn't win. So it's been beat up in the media a little bit this week. And look, it is what it is. The big fella, he's the best ball player going around. And, teams obviously put a little work into him. But, for us, mate, when he's up and going, it's a sight for footy and it's a sight for us too. So, as I said, mate, he doesn't win. He just goes about his business.
What has been good at Carlton, mate, is the second tierers. We're not talking about Cripple, we're talking about Settlefield and
Settlefield.
Well, that's how he likes to be
Settlefield.
Called. Was it? Yeah. Matt Kennedy, Plowman, Pitten now. all these boys, they've really stood up, haven't they, Gibbs?
Yeah, as we said, Pitto beat Goldstein on the weekend by a nose. So I was like,
yes, very good.
Hey, just on Pitto, is it true he's the only person in his family over 6 foot?
Oh, I'm not too sure about that, actually. I've got no idea on that one.
That's true.
But he fitted in really nicely with us, the big fella, and we call him Gonzo out of Sesame Street if you have to pull up a picture. But Pitto's settled in well, and he's tracking nicely in replacement of Big Cruz, who's still out for a little bit, I think.
Now, you're over in Perth at the beautiful Joondalup Resort. The golf course there is superb. It's sort of about 40 minutes north of the city, 35 minutes north of the city. But tell us what you've got to do now. Have you got some more quarantining to do, or are you all sweet before the game comes up?
No, so we come out of quarantine when we're in Perth for 5 days. So that was nice. We were allowed to get out and about. And then once we flew back over into Perth, we're back in quarantine here. So we're in the Joondalup Golf Resort. So we're back in quarantine, so we can't really do anything again, which is a bit ordinary, but it is what it is. And so we'll play Hawthorn this week on the Friday night. Then we have a 10-day break, which effectively will be out of quarantine. So then we'll get to go play both the WA teams, which will be nice.
Oh, beautiful.
But, Gibbo likes the quarantine, Jim. He put out a little tweet or an Instagram. I'm not too fussed about quarantine. It forces the boys to hang out with me a bit more. That's what he said, Jim. Fair dinkum. What a kind of flog we're talking to. Hey, what about Greta and Hector? Are they coming over?
No, they're actually not. So, I probably shouldn't say this, but I wouldn't mind Hector over here.
Hector's the bulldog.
Yeah, Hector's a little. It's a Frenchie, mate. Grow up. Come on.
Frenchie.
Hey,
French.
Now, Gibbo, I'm just looking at the photo. That's not a proper man's dog.
No.
A proper man's dog's got some size about it. A French bulldog.
But I'm not a proper man, am I? No.
So, your choice, not Gretz?
No, it was both our choice. So we both liked them for a while, and they both suit us. So we don't need no big dogs running around.
And it's got its own Instagram page, Hector the Frenchie.
Yeah, just give it a follow. Greta would love that. She's all over that, mate. I wasn't a big fan of that, but it's actually quite interesting to see what she puts up there. Some of it's pretty rank, but some of it's not pretty bad.
Hey, have you had one of those strange haircuts everyone seems to be having in the Hub Life? And is John Barker, the assistant coach, is he your hairdresser in the Hub?
Yeah, so Johnny Barber, we're calling Johnny him at the Barber. Moment. He's giving all the haircuts to the boys. Oh. And, I sort of run that pretty ordinary mohawk at the moment. But the thing that everyone's taking the piss out of me for the last 12 months, but they're all running the same haircut now. So look who's laughing now, I suppose.
Hey, Gibbo, all I'll say to you is this. If and when you and Greta eventually decide to tie the knot,
don't
have Johnny Barker as your MC. Oh, I'm serious. I went to Campbell Brown's wedding in Bali and Johnny Barker was the MC, the most boring MC ever heard.
I'm actually about to go and play a round of golf with him in about half an hour, so I'll ask him.
So I was talking to JB. He reckons I shouldn't have you as my MC. He will piss himself
off. He won't like it, Jim.
Because Johnny's not that. Johnny doesn't mind himself either, so I'm sure he'll love that.
Gibbo, he was getting heckled from the floor. Like the Hawthorne boys were all there, Birch and Louie and all, and they were heckling, telling him to get down from the floor.
Not surprising.
Answer me this, mate. Who within the Hub, and you've all got to spend a lot of time together, who's really annoying you, among the Blues group?
It's always hard to go past the Kerno brothers, to be fair. To be fair, Ed's does a puzzle a day almost. He's actually quite impressive with the puzzles. Yeah. But Charlie, he's just still his loud, annoying self. it's hard to go past those Kerno brothers, mate, I'll tell you that.
Hey, big game, Friday night? Carlton versus Hawthorn at Optus. That's a huge one now.
Yeah, massive. So we're lucky to hold on to the game there against the Kangas, James Kangas there.
Yes,
so that was nice.
Were.
Walk away with the points. Probably at the start of the year, we might have lost that game. So it's good that we've had some growth in that area. And then, as you said, we play the Hawks this Friday. We've obviously copped it a bit, and Clarko's a bit of a genius over there. So we'll be an exciting little matchup for us.
And big Levi Casbolt's the other one I love. He's gone away. His hands have always been magnificent, but he's gone away, worked on the set shot kicking. And what I love about him, Gibbo, is he either slots them or kicks them out of bounds on the full. So he maintains his ratio.
Yeah, it's all or nothing with Big Meat. He's a legend, mate. He's probably my favourite player in the team. He's first kick. He's such a good fella. And we actually call him Big Tofu at the moment because he's gone vegan, so we can't call him Big Meat anymore. So he puts all of his success down for that as well, which is interesting.
Tofu. Come on, Big Levi Feedingham. Hey, you got a plug for your supporters. Do you want to give them a mention, mate, your Carlton supporters here?
Yeah, shout out to the Blue Baggers for sure, mate. Obviously, all the clubs are doing it tough, and I suppose everyone around Australia is. So every bit of support we've been getting from them. Back in Victoria, obviously a tough time back there, but the Queensland supporters that got out and showed love to us, and hopefully we've got some WA supporters over here that can get to the games over the next few weeks and cheer the boys on.
Carlton's got a massive following in the
Huge.
West, so the greats like Ken Hunter and Peter Bizzasto, the Buzz.
John Nicholls.
Oh, was he from Western Australia?
Oh, I don't know.
No, certainly those other two were. So you'll find there'll be plenty over there for you, Gibbo. Well done, mate. Love the way you're playing. Love the way your club's playing. Keep it going.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
See you, Michael.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with JB and two-time premiership player Billy Bramless.
Don't mention it, Brams.
Oh, no.
I still can't get over it. Fairdingham. Now, Jim, we love this segment we're about to do, and I've been working on this for a while, this little phoner, because it's great to connect with the public, with the people, with our people, the Rush Hour fans, Jim.
Yes.
So I've put something together,
What have you
Jim.
Put together?
I hope you like it.
I will.
What have you seen unusual, Jim?
A fella walking along the footpath and he had a dog lead. Yeah. There was no animal on the end of it.
My partner and I saw this guy just sitting on the side of the street in his gym gear, covered in pigeons.
There's a lady pushing an 8-seater pram with 8 kids in it and uphill.
That's hard work. Hey, kids in it uphill. What have you seen?
Right. Adam Prendergast pulled up next to a woman at a set of traffic lights on the way to work, looked over and she was shaving.
She might have had a couple of whiskers on the chinigan, Jim.
But she was shaving. A Dane Suter. I saw a couple walking a pony down the main street of Berwick.
That's
unusual. Josh Irish.
Irish.
A big AFL ruckman, Maxi Gawn, playing park cricket on a Sunday afternoon during the summer, and he was the wicketkeeper.
Ooh.
Big Maxwell.
Yeah, had to bend down every...
Jeepers.
No, I don't know about that.
what else you got?
It's unusual that a highlight of the radio show is when a listener calls in, give Todd his own show. Stuff, Todd.
Yep. Yes, I like that.
Simon said a funny joke from Fat is very unusual.
No, no, that is unusual. Yeah, oh, man. We've got some callers, though. Fat 133353 style. What we have got are some of the best prizes ever, rabbits on the radio dial.
Yeah, we've got a $50 grilled voucher to give away. Yes. Online orders as well for grilled. They're on fire. Just because we're locked down, you can still get some grilled.
Yep,
and a $100 Neverland store voucher, neverlandstore.com.au. Home of Nina at Pasadena. Kiss Chasey, the best brands.
We got some pants.
Favourite streetwear brand. How have we?
Yeah, in there. Have a look.
Any that fit you?
No, they're only 30.
They go up to 38.
All right, who we got first? Adam from...
I think we got Jack from Manningham.
Oh, right.
Where?
Manningham up, Jack.
Yeah, JB.
Hey, mate, I know exactly where Manningham up is.
Where is it, just for those who may not?
We're about 3.5 hours south of Perth in WA.
Oh, well, I knew you'd be in WA, yeah.
Jackie boy, my younger brother lives in Bridgetown.
Yeah, Kimbo.
He loves it, mate. Kimbo. He's Sparky down in Bridgetown. It's a beautiful part of the world. All right, what have you seen unusual, please?
I'm a Sparky. I know him.
Beautiful. Well. Rob, yeah, he's a star. Yeah. Good boy.
The bald-headed one.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, with the bald-headed one. Mad Richmond fan.
Good golfer.
Righto, Jack, what have you seen unusual, my friend?
A bit of a story. Last Thursday, I was working with the boss and we were pulling out some posts and got me thumb caught in a bit of chain and a bit of blood on my thumb, and I looked over and there was me thumb stuck on the post.
Oh, no.
No.
Come off.
You actually pulled your thumb off.
Pulled me thumb off on a post.
Oh, that's unusual, Bill.
The whole thumb come out of the joint, or?
So, it's got caught in the wire, caught in the chain, and boss pulled the forks up and...
Oh, no.
The top half of me thumb just went straight
sticking on the fence.
Stuck on the pole, had to pull it off the pole and
quick
trip into the Manji docks, and they sent me through to Perth and had to amputate half it off.
Stick around there, Jack.
I was going to give him a thumbs up, Jim.
I was going to give him the thumbs up.
You just imagine if he...
One, that's not good for radio.
Where are we going now, please?
that poor bloke.
We'll get to Naif, he's also in Mount Barker in WA. What's going on over there in the West, Naif?
Not much, mate. We're just getting ready to host the 2020 Grand Final here in WA.
I wouldn't mind. If it's not at the G, mate, I think that's a perfect place
for it. Can you get some nice weather, mate? It poured rain last night at the Geelong game.
Oh, yeah. Standard. Geelong would have been in the element.
They were. They played beautifully in the rain. Hey, what have you seen unusual, Naif?
Look, we're having a stinker over here in country WA. The crops aren't growing. The paddocks are barer than Fat's trophy cabinet. However, last night, we had a real Geelong-esque cold front rip through last night, and it pissed down with rain. Unusual.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. So what kind of crops you got? A bit of...
Bit of barley, mate.
Barley.
You were going to say barley.
Barley or some oats.
Yeah, no oats here, mate. No just oats. A barley to keep your beer tap.
Hey, canola. Naif. No wheat. Canola.
Naif, that is a very productive part of the world for AFL footballers.
Yeah.
Late Grace, Nate Fife, of course. But the Cracker Brothers, I'm pretty sure they were Mount Barker back in the day.
So is it near Lake Grace? Bairstow.
Toby Bairstow, that's exactly
How big is Mount Barker, the mountain?
We've probably got 4,000 people here. Big enough to produce a bit of talent.
The actual mountain there, no? is there a mountain?
We're right near the Stirling Ranges, so we've got Bluff Knoll out the kitchen window. That's quite high. I don't reckon you'll get to the top of that.
All right, thank you. No.
I love how the WA boys got their eye in. Right, stay there like that. Who else we got?
We'll go Nathan, Riddles Creek.
Bristol's old way. Hello, Naif.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Good, man. Good. What have you seen unusual?
Not long ago, I went into a Macca's down Billy's Way in Geelong, and I heard a bloke say, "Do you know who I am?" So I looked over, and old Fat's up at the counter, and he turns around with a salad in his hand.
Do you know who I am?
Now,
you
Nathan,
did that at a Macca's.
Nathan, I've never said that in my life.
Oh, no.
And I never had a salad in my life.
I found the salad actually the hardest bit to believe out of that. Certainly, you would have said, "Do you know who I am?"
No, that's not true, mate. Have you made this up?
No. I for sure saw it.
That's for sure.
For sure saw it.
We for sure saw it.
Unless...
I like it. Stay there, Nath.
It's like the hotcakes I had Saturday morning, Jim. Weren't they nice?
I don't believe you had them. They were there 1 minute and gone the next.
From McDonald's.
Karen's there in Garfield. Oh. Karen, you're not the one who was walking around Brighton.
or in Bunnings there, Kaz.
No, not me. Sorry, guys. How are you going?
Great. We're great.
Nice little spot, Garfield, Jim.
Garfield, Kaz?
Just out the road there.
It's near Bunyip.
It's near Bunyip. It's in between Pakenham and Bunyip. So,
Were you there when I spun the wheel? I went to Garfield one night and spun the wheel.
No, we're actually at the footy club at the Narnagoon. So, we sort of ditched the Garfield and went to Narnagoon. So, yeah.
All right. Narnagoon. What do you got? What have you seen unusual?
It was actually my son. I've got four kids and my twins are 7.5. And my son comes out the other night and he goes, full nude from the shower, as you do out in the kitchen. And he said to Mum, he goes, hey, Mum, check this out. I can lick my armpit.
Oh, no.
He can lick his armpit.
Yeah.
Could he do it?
Like, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Wow. Jeez, I bet Bill's having a go at it now, Cash.
Do you know what? I actually thought that he might have a crack at that. So.
He's having a go at it as we speak. That is hilarious.
So he's full nude. Don't you love that? 7.5-year-old walks out full nude doing that. You love that.
That doesn't last, I tell you. When they get up to 12, 13, 14, they don't even come out of their room, let alone ever be nude. Yes. All right, are we done? Who else we got?
We got one more.
Our ads.
In Esperance.
West Australia. WA. This is unbelievable. Our ads.
Yeah, not bad, JB.
It's good down there. Beautiful place, Adam. Esperance.
Oh, nice. Esperance down there. I've been down there, Jim.
Sharks are big.
Big bastards. Yeah. What have you seen unusual there, Hardy?
Mate, me and my mate decided to take a week off, go fishing. Drink a few tins.
Yep.
And we got down to the beach after 8 hours of driving, mind you, halfway along the Nullarbor Plain. First thing we see, a car completely buried by seaweed.
No way.
Oh, what's happened there?
You must have got bogged.
Bogged.
Well,
seaweed.
Well, it's driven in there, Jim, like quicksand, and it's just gone.
It's unusual.
It's completely gone up to the roof.
What kind of car is it?
We got up close, looked like a Nissan.
Hey, Ads, you're saying you're having a couple of tins. Was it your bush chook?
Oh, bush chook.
Emu export.
You should say that. Yep, the bush chooks.
That's
chooks
what
all the
they
way,
drink
mate.
Over there, Bill.
I know.
The bush chook, beautiful. Oh, yeah, I love bush the WA. And we've had more WA callers then than ever.
Yeah, that's right, Jim.
I love it.
I've never seen
Mark. All right, so prizes.
Well, poor old Thumbsy Jack, he's got to win something. We can send him one of these prizes so he can have a pick out of the Netherlands store. So you get some nice gear there for you, Jackie boy. Or grilled.
Oh, from the Netherlands. Netherlands.
Beautiful. We can have that.
So, champion. Are you all right or not? You're just out of work and.
Oh, I'm just, sitting at home, just popping the painkillers and having a punt, losing a bit of money.
Mm. Can't even play PlayStation.
No, don't be so mean, Raps.
A bit of empathy for a young man who's thumbless. Karen. Kaz from Garfield. I love that. The armpit licking son.
That is a good one.
We've got a grilled voucher coming for you, Kaz. They're the best burgers you will ever eat.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Good on you, Kaz. Good to hear from you.
Well done. I like that.
Oh, that's well
done.
We can
throw another $100 voucher somewhere, I reckon.
All right. Who else did you like, Fat?
Oh, well, we've got to send him over to WO. We going all right?
To where?
WA.
It's not that far, Bill. It's not like another country.
Well, poor old Nath at Mount Barker. He finally got some rain, Jim.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Crops, barley crops.
Barley and canola.
Hey, Nath, we'll send you a $100 Neverland store voucher, mate. Home of Nina and Pasadena and Kiss Chasey.
Sounds great. Thanks, fellas.
Good boy. Mate. I love the WA boys piling in. Perfect.
That was a good segment.
No, actually,
Bill.
Not bad, Fat.
Yeah.
Because you didn't do a lot of work to prepare for it.
No. Not a lot. Just got thrown on
them. Well, you got a joke prepared because that's up next. On the Triple M app and on your radio and now in Gippsland, this is the Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
Oh, in Western Australia by the sound of what we've heard today.
On the podcast.
We
had callers coming from everywhere over there.
I can't believe that. And the bake. How good the bake, Jim.
No, solid. Gibbo, we love. Very nice show.
So it could have been a two-timer.
Hump day quiz.
Two-timer, Jim.
Yes. And Vixen's Kate Maloney is going to be joining us tomorrow. So that's a very, very nice show.
But they're hubbing up in Queensland also, the Netballers, Jim.
Well, let me just request that we finish nicely because yesterday was good.
It was great.
The joke was better.
Yes,
but you're often good sort of Monday and then no good after that.
Exactly how I played me footy.
Yeah, that's it.
Play a ripper and then.
In the day with the laugh. This is Billy's
Absolutely
joke.
Absolutely nothing.
Here we go.
A couple of kids jokes, Jim. Dads and their sons, and the terrific bond that we have with our sons. You and your dad, the old centrefold superstar.
Hello, Gus.
Yes.
What's his name?
Gary Warren from Mary Warren.
Gary Warren
from Mary Warren. Oh. And then he's decided on the name Ryan Warren.
Oh, come on.
What is your Ryan?
Yes, he's a very intelligent man.
No, he's not.
He's all right.
What do you call his son? Ryan.
Ryan Warren.
It's even hard to say. Mm-hmm.
You know, I can cut all this out.
One of my son, Max, Jim, yes, said to me, "Dad, can you explain to me what a solar eclipse is?" I said, "No, son."
Oh, no. Brad, how are you laughing at that?
That's not bad.
That is horrific.
All right. What about I washed the car today with my 5-year-old son? When we finished, he said, "Next time, Dad, can you use the sponge?"
No, I know. No. That doesn't even warrant plastic.
There's two.
Okay.
No.
That's so bad. Plastic. Jim. He's saying, "I don't want any part of this."
Right. No, plastic would love it.
No.
Is he still with us, Plastic?
He loves it. Plastic. Loves the show. Listens to it all
he's
the time.
Still alive?
Don't know.
Oh, one hit wonder.
Don't know. But anyway,
Jill's got a signed photo from him.
As long as you don't go anywhere with Gav on holidays.
All right. So I still remember, Jim. We went.
I'll give it to you.
Give a bit of plastic.
Thanks.
Well done. Another good show. Wow, that was a beauty. That gets some hits on podcast.
Oh my goodness.
Likes. Some LOLs.
Tears in his eyes.